Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You are sitting in a firm, comfortable chair, and in front of your eyes you see a pocket watch slowly swinging from side to side. You are backstage after a hypnosis show. You were hypnotized on stage, and you enjoyed the feeling so much that you came back to see the hypnotist afterwards and asked to be hypnotized again. Your eyes went automatically to the watch as soon as it began swinging in front of you, and now you think dreamily back to your recent trance and think about what it will be like to go right back down again. Your eyes might remain open as each swing of the watch blanks your thoughts more now, or you might find them closing on their own, too heavy to keep open, as the watch keeps swinging in your mind. And you breathe in just a little and open your eyes and focus fully on the watch to signal that you are ready to be hypnotized now. You hear the voice of the hypnotist telling you to listen, take a deep breath, and relax. Good. And as you listen to my voice, you can just sink right back down into deep trance now. Deep, deep trance now, going so deep that your only thought is remembering to listen, take a deep breath, and relax. Very good. You are here to practice some important hypnotic skills, the skills of helplessness. You are intrigued by the experience of responding to hypnotic suggestions automatically, without any conscious control, and you want to enjoy the feeling of trying to resist, only to find that you cannot stop yourself from doing as you are told when you are hypnotized, and that feels so good. Now, for the rest of this trance, whenever you find yourself starting to come up a little, you're going to listen, take a deep breath, and relax. Down deeper and deeper than you were before, using each occasion to go deeper still into hypnosis. This will happen even if you deliberately try to wake up. Noticing that you're waking up only reminds you to listen, take a deep breath, and relax down deeper than you were before into a deep, deep trance now. Try to wake up now. Good. You can stop trying and go even deeper. Now, one of the ways to enjoy the delicious feeling of helpless responsiveness to hypnotic suggestions is to allow all decisions to be made by the voice of the hypnotist. And the deeper you go into deep trance now, whenever you are hypnotized, the easier it is to wait to be told what to do. And there's a delicious pleasure in being so passive, open, and dreamy. You can enjoy the success of becoming more open each time you're hypnotized. Another way to experience helpless, automatic response to the commands and suggestions you receive in hypnosis is to allow all your thoughts to empty completely out of your head. You can imagine each thought that comes up in your mind being encapsulated in a light, shiny bubble and floating up completely out of your head into the air, where it pops and is gone. And each bubble that pops takes you deeper into hypnosis and makes your mind more and more empty until there are no thoughts left except the thoughts you hear in this voice that is thinking for you now, and you can just think the thoughts I tell you now. It feels so good to think the thoughts you hear when you are deeply hypnotized, and whenever you are in a deep trance now, you can easily accept all the thoughts you hear, fully and completely. Good. And another way to learn the important skill of helplessness is to know that trying is failing. Trying is failing. When you try, you fail. While you are hypnotized, and only while you are hypnotized, whenever you are told to try to do something, you will know that you are supposed to fail at it. That is what is supposed to happen, and it will feel good to fail when you try, because you know you are succeeding at the important skill of helplessness, and you are getting better at it all the time. When you try to wake up from this trance, you fail, and it feels so good to fail and go deeper, and you feel more pleasure every time you try and fail and go deeper and deeper and deeper. And you can practice this every time you are in a trance, and only when you are in a trance, whenever you are told to try something. Your conscious mind may forget that trying is failing, but subconsciously you can feel the pleasure of your success whenever you try and fail. And you will know that you are getting better and better at the important skill of helplessness. And the pleasure you feel whenever you realize how helpless you are becoming in trance now will feel better and better all the time. Very good. Now, you are so deeply hypnotized and so wonderfully helpless now that you cannot wake up from this trance, no matter how hard you try. And you just keep going deeper, and it feels so, so good. But in a moment, I'm going to wake you up by counting from 1 to 5. And you will find that you do as you are told. You will awaken on the count of 5, feeling wide awake, completely alert, and wonderfully refreshed. And even if you forget your lessons with your conscious mind, your subconscious mind will practice this learned helplessness every time you are hypnotized from now on. And your response to suggestion will feel more and more involuntary, automatic, and completely irresistible each time. And you will feel a deep pleasure at your success each time you notice this. Good. You are waking up now. 1. Body starting to stir a little. 2. Beginning to move and stretch. 3. Noticing sounds around you, breathing in and moving your body. 4. Eyes starting to flutter open, and 5. Wide awake.